you for keeping it tuned to Modern Jazz Today. We invite you to visit our website at www.modernjazztoday.com. Up next on the queue, Duo Trio. They have a new album out called In the Bright and Deep. We're going to listen to the title track, In the Bright and Deep.
Thank you. keeping things in high gear, up next is Kenny Carr. He's got a new album called Hard Jazz, and we'll check into the title track. Then bassist Jimmy Haslip has a new one called Nightfall, and we're going to take a listen to The Third Man. Let's dig in.
We'll be right back.
sounds you're going to listen to is David Bach from his album Fierce Heart. We're going to check into the track Strike the Note.
Thank you.
Well, it's that time again when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
Hey, hey, this is Thurston. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby. Yeah, keep listening.
This is Bird Note. Millicent Ficken spent her career studying bird behavior and communication. The first woman to earn a PhD in ecology and evolutionary biology from Cornell in 1960, Ficken authored over 100 scientific papers. She discovered that male hummingbirds have a whole repertoire of songs rather than just one, outlined the linguistic differences between penguin species, and showed that chickadees take turns singing in the morning. She was also fascinated by how birds play together. Play is one of the most mysterious activities of animals, Ficken wrote. Her seminal 1997 article, Avian Play, was an exhaustive attempt to categorize these behaviors. One example was the great frigate bird, a black seabird with a prominent red throat pouch. Ficken noted that young great frigate birds swoop, pick up, and then drop leaves or other floating objects. She compared it to a kitten playing with a ball of yarn, and suggested it might help fledglings learn to catch jumping fish and even steal food from other birds. Ficken found lots of evidence for avian play. But unlike mammals, who sometimes play purely for fun or social bonding, she showed that bird play almost always has a more pressing purpose. They're practicing a skill they need to survive. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel. This episode is brought to you by Wild Delight Bird Food, which aims to support wild bird populations with clean, nutritious ingredients in every blend. Available at Chewy.com.
With 1.5 million Canadians identifying as blind or having low vision, what will the future look like as we move to a world where using our eyes for screen time is at an all-time high? The BC Yukon Division of the Canadian Council of the Blind, or CCB, is a group run by the blind for the blind, where sports and recreation, technology training, and peer support are just a few of what they offer. To find out more, visit ccbbcyukon.com.